Good morning. We're glad everyone is here this morning. We're going to try to give a few thoughts that are appropriate to kicking off Vacation Bible School. But that'll be tomorrow. If you look up on the screen, you'll see a picture of the card that we have handed out to advertise what we are doing. Monday through Friday, beginning at 9 in the morning, we will have Bible classes for all ages. The adult class at 9 o'clock will last for an hour, and I believe the kindergarten class also lasts for an hour, if I'm not mistaken. More than an hour. Never mind. She'll take care of that. And then Monday through Thursday, in the evenings from 7 to 8, we'll have adult classes that are taught by the elders. Now, somebody might say, Scott, are you excited about this? I am more than excited about this. I am happy about this. And I am grateful that we have reached this point again in the year. The theme that we are pursuing is the highway to heaven. These are the stories that we are going to be discussing as we discuss the highway to heaven. The road to Jericho, where Jesus encountered blind Bartimaeus. The road to Jerusalem, where Jesus would be crucified. The road to Emmaus, where Jesus, he encountered two men that weren't really with it spiritually. The road to Gaza, the story of Philip and the eunuch, and the road to Damascus, where Saul had an encounter with Jesus and later would become an apostle of Jesus Christ. All of these stories are tied together by roads. One thing we notice in the New Testament is that truth concerning the great spiritual highway was often taught on literal roads. Roads just happened to be the places where some of these great lessons were taught. Now this morning what I'm trying to do is to find a text that will tie into the idea of roads and highways without getting too far ahead of us and kind of stepping on our subject. So to do that, I'd like everybody to turn to Psalm 134. There are different types of psalms. There are imprecatory psalms, where the writer of the psalm is asking God to take care of somebody. And when I say take care of somebody, I mean to take care of somebody. And then there are historical psalms, where the psalmist talks about something that had occurred in the past. There are acrostical psalms, which are pretty much alphabetical psalms. And then there is one type of psalm that is called a song of ascent. And there is a great block of those in Psalm 120 through Psalm 134. They are some of the most inspiring of the psalms. Now, a song of ascent was a song that the Israelites sang as they were going up to Jerusalem for one of the great feasts. Passover, Pentecost, the Feast of the Jews, the songs of ascent were songs that they sang on the road. Now, when you were a kid, did you have road songs? When I was a kid, the song that everybody sang when they got together on a long road trip was 100 bottles of something or other on the wall. Took a long time to sing that song. Then later on, Willie Nelson sang On the Road Again, and it seemed like for a while you couldn't take a trip without starting the trip and somebody'd say, On the Road Again. Just happened. We sing road songs. The songs of ascent were the songs of the Israelites as they journeyed on the road to Jerusalem. Now, these songs that they sang were not like the songs that we mentioned just a moment ago. 134 caught my eye. And I tell you the reason why it caught my eye. Thinking about VBS. Every once in a while, I reveal something about my wife. She gets on a project, and day and night means nothing. She will work half the night to finish a project or to get it in a shape that she likes it, where she thinks she can make it work the next day. But she'll work and she'll work and she'll work, and I'll have been asleep 3 or 4 hours, and I'll wake up and I'll notice she's not there yet. She's still in there working. Now, with that in mind, let's read Psalm 134. Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. Brethren, that's a road song, a song of ascent. We look at that and we think, well, wait a minute, this is a road song? A road song about working at night? And essentially, that's what we have. At first glance, the psalm looks a little bit lean. I mean, it's short. It's only 3 verses, and there's no really heavy concept here. So what was it about this psalm that, well, this idea just has to be something that we sing about? And who are these people who serve by night? Now, we are talking about the house of the Lord, the temple. Songs of ascent were songs that they sang as they went up to the temple. Now, did the temple shut down at 9 o'clock at night? Was it a case where, okay, it's 9 o'clock, we're going to turn out the lights, everybody go home, put out the fires, we'll come back and do it all again tomorrow? A couple of things we want to consider when we think about the temple. Go to Exodus chapter 27. In Exodus 27, verse 20, the Israelites are being told about the lampstand. And we find, you shall charge the sons of Israel that they bring you clear oil of beaten olives for the light, to make a lamp burn continually. In the tent of meeting outside the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall keep it in order from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a perpetual statute throughout their generations for the sons of Israel. You know what? Where the lampstand was concerned, somebody had to keep that thing burning. Turn, if you would, to Leviticus chapter 6. In Leviticus 6 and verse 9, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law for the burnt offering. The burnt offering itself shall remain on the hearth on the altar all night until the morning, and the fire on the altar is to be kept burning on it. The altar of sacrifice. Somebody had to keep that thing burning. Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 9. In 1 Chronicles 9 and verse 33. Now these are the singers, heads of fathers' households of the Levites, who lived in the chambers of the temple, free from other service, for they were engaged in their work day and night. The singers are spoken of as doing their work day and night. The lamp had to be kept burning. The altar had to be kept burning. And the singers had to do their job day and night. Brethren, there was a night shift at the temple. Did you ever stop to think about that? There were things that constantly had to be done. The temple had a night shift. Now suppose you had that job working the night shift at the temple. You understand that this has to be a comparatively low profile job because everybody's at home in bed. You're there in the middle of the night, you are doing your work, and there isn't any audience. Most of what the priest did was kind of out of sight. I mean, there was some work that they did at the altar, then they went in. But a lot of it...